In Brazil, Dilma Rousseff may be facing her last few hours as president. The Senate is voting today on her impeachment, and it seems likely that it will approve her removal from office. Set to replace her, at least temporarily, is her vice president. Catherine Osborne has this profile from Rio de Janeiro.
Before this whole impeachment process kicked off in Brazil, many people here would have had trouble naming the vice president, Michel Temer. That's deliberate, say those who know him. The 75-year-old constitutional lawmaker is a behind-the-scenes deal-maker whose strength is making alliances. Longtime Temer ally Congressman Darcísio Pirondi says in a phone interview that Temer is serious, sober, and serene. Temer is known for writing poetry on airplane rides and reciting it to his wife Marcela, who's 43 years his junior.
Uma capacidade de administrar conflitos superior.
He has a superior capacity to resolve conflicts, says Pirondi. That's what's allowed Temer to move up through the ranks of Brazil's successive governments. But what his allies laud as canny negotiating, his critics say is rank opportunism. They point to his days as a law professor during Brazil's dictatorship. Many of today's political leaders, including President Dilma Rousseff, who was tortured, took a stand against what was happening in the country then. Temer never spoke out for or against military rule. Analysts say it's not clear what he stands for even today. This matters because Brazil is not only facing political turmoil, but also a historic economic depression. Over the past few weeks, Temer has been planning a shadow government that would step in if Rousseff is removed from office, pending a trial in Brazil's Senate.
Que é preciso governo de salvação nacional.
In an audio recording, he spoke to a new post-Rousseff era, predicting, quote, a government of national salvation. He says through being friendlier to private investment and cutting government costs, he'll bring back economic growth. But few people here trust him to make those choices. A recent poll found only 8% of Brazilians support Temer as president. Another poll found only 2% of them would vote for him in a new presidential election. Here's Paulo Dias, who runs a newspaper stand in Rio's Flamengo neighborhood. He says changing Rousseff for Temer is switching six for half a dozen, which means
você tem corrupção em todos os níveis.
Temer is corrupt on many levels, he says. Unlike Rousseff, who has not been accused of personal enrichment, Temer is accused of being involved in an illegal fuel purchasing scheme, part of the huge graft scandal at state oil company Petrobras. Though federal prosecutors said last week the accusations were not strong enough to warrant an investigation. Many here worry Temer will spend his time as an interim president trying to clear his name and those of his allies. Political scientist Greg Mishner is with the Getulio Vargas Foundation.
People are suspecting that he would not support reforms and in fact would weaken the rule of law in Brazil to some extent by rolling back reforms.
Temer so far has said very little on the matter, as he waits to see if he will finally come out of the shadows and into the glare of power in a very turbulent Brazil. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Osborne in Rio de Janeiro.